are now joined by our race winner, Ryan Blaney. Ryan, congratulations. We'll go ahead and open it up. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we will get a mic over to you. We'll start here with Sarah and then go to Jordan.
Sarah Talker, Total Apex Sports and your news media. What are you going to do with that second lobster?
Hang it up next to the first one. I got my first one this morning on the plaque after they, you know, did their deal to it. And I have a bar in my house. I have a turkey I got 3-4 years ago hanging in there. So I was planning on putting my first one next to him, a little surf and turf action. And then next year when I get the second lobster, I'm going to hang it next to him. I have a buddy. So, yeah. Well, animal wall we're building. My wife might not like it, but it's happening.
That'll make for an interesting conversation piece.
Yeah, usually I can get away with that if it's trophies, win trophies. So, yeah, maybe in my son's room, but it might scare him. I don't know.
We'll go right next to you to Jordan.
Jordan Jenkins, Seriously Fast Motorsports. You mentioned yesterday that you wanted it to rain. You were able to run 40 laps with the wet weather tires. But when we went to the slicks, when did you know that you had a race-winning car?
Yeah, I figured it was going to rain at some point of the race, just looking at the weather. And, you know, those first 40, 50 laps, whatever it was, just try to survive them. You know, just try to not be a hero and do anything special. Just try to get there thinking the weather was going to clear up. And I think, you know, really the first time we were on slicks, I felt like my car was decent, but the track was still drying. So then started stage two when I got to second there. With Josh, I was like, well, my car's pretty good. I think I can contend for the win and just keep tweaking on it all day. So once the track went full dry, I knew we were in the ball game and just hoping it didn't rain from there because I thought we were really good in the dry and didn't want to have to deal with just trying not to crash in the wet.
We're going to go to Zach in the back and then here to Luke.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Ryan, those closing couple of laps, Bubba was really able to get closer and closer. Did you notice that? Were you aware of that? And did it impact anything you were doing behind the wheel on that last run?
Well, I was aware of it for sure. You know, Timmy was giving me gaps, and I tried to build the gap early in the run, knowing we were going to go a long way on tires, and I had two. So just trying to manage them after I got out to, you know, a second or two lead. And then when I saw Bubba got to second on four, I knew he was quick. And so I just tried to manage that for a little bit, and he started kind of creeping in like a tenth or here, and I tried to pick it up a little bit, so that's eating a little bit more tire away, trying to just maintain like that second and a half gap, and then getting to traffic, it's just how to pick through traffic, and traffic was tough because it was in like groups. It wasn't like one and then 10 car lengths in one. It was like 2 to 4 cars in a pod in a pack, and it's like, oh, man, you know, I'm just trying to work through them and trying not to mess up and just trying to find the cleanest air possible, and he was able to close in a little bit, but was able to get through that fairly decent. And but I mean, gosh, with 20 to go, kind of as I was working through traffic, I was starting to struggle. Like 2 was kind of fading. I couldn't really get off the corner as good as I wanted, and my entry kind of started to go away. So I was just trying to maintain and not make a mistake, you know. And if Bubba got there, he got there, and we'll race it out. But I just didn't want to make a mistake slipping into the corner or something, or overdriving it. But it was a heck of a battle. I look forward to rewatching it, kind of seeing him creep in, and hopefully the fans enjoyed the racing today. I thought it was pretty good, and fortunate for us, we were able to pick through the lap cars and hang on.
I don't know how many times, if ever before, you guys have run 1-2 in a race and really at a track outside of a super speedway been racing head to head for the win like that. Does that matter out there? Obviously, it's another car, but when you're racing someone that you have that kind of relationship with, what is that like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Bubba and I have been racing with each other since we were like 10 years old. You know, I mean, we've been racing together forever and, you know, been fortunate to grow up together, become, you know, remain really good friends over the years and, you know, have families together and things like that. And, you know, there's no one there's only a handful of guys that are at that respect level for me out on the racetrack, you know, whether I grew up with them or just have that. And Bubba is one of those guys I have a ton of respect for, what he can do behind the wheel and just the person that he is and the friend that he is. So it's fun racing with your buddies, but at the end of the day, like, we are incredibly fierce competitors. We are going to race the hell out of each other. But you know that you can trust that person. Like, we're going to race really hard, but we're going to race clean, you know? So It's always fun to race with your friends, especially for the lead and things like that. And so that's pretty fortunate. Yeah.
We're going to come down here to Luke and then over here to the right to Matt.
Luke Marcheski, 7 News Boston. Ryan, I have a pair of questions for you. First, another battle that you had today was with Josh around the lap 100 mark. You were chasing him for a solid 50 laps. There was a lot of respect and patience shown. Take us through the mindset of that battle, especially with a pit stop that interrupted it.
Yeah, that was fun battling Josh. I mean, you know, the end of the race last year, he and I were battling, kind of position swapped. And I have a ton of respect for Josh. You know, he's been a great teammate for the last couple of years. He's really talented at what he does and really been showing his talents, you know, the last couple of years. And it's been fun to work with him for sure. And, you know, hey, he gave me a ton of respect last year at the end of that race, so I was going to repay it back. You know, I have a lot of, you know, respect for Josh as a racer, and, you know, so I was never going to run him over, you know, just because I don't want to do that to that guy. So, and he showed the same to me. So that was fun, you know, kind of trying lanes, battling, slip a little bit, lose some ground, kind of make it back up. It's that's what good racing's all about, when tires are old and guys are slipping around and just trying not to make mistakes. So that was an entertaining one for sure.
And I gotta ask, what's the order of the night down the street at Macris now that you've won 2 years in a row?
The order? Well, I ate at Macri's Friday night when I got here. I had the, I can't remember what it was called, like the fisherman's platter or something. It had like shrimp, fish, onion rings. I had some clam chowder as well, which I can never not get clam chowder when I come up here. So yeah, Macri's is a solid spot. I like it, but I didn't get any lobster because they wanted like $100 for 6 ounces, which was ridiculous, but yeah, it's a solid place.
We're gonna come down here to Matt, and then we're gonna go all the way in the back.
Matt Weaver, Motorsport.com. It's no secret that you're a bit of a radio sweetheart when something bad happens, and certainly you felt your feelings after the bad pit stop. But I think it maybe was Fedewa who was like, "We're just going to do it the hard way." And how long does it take you from the moment where you hear that we're just going to do it the hard way for you to lock back in and start to work on that?
Well, I've said this for years. Like, whenever I say those things on the radio after something bad happens, it's my like relief valve. Like, I have to just get it out in the open, and then I get over it as soon as I say it. I just have to say it, or else I'll be stewing over it for a while. And that's just the way I have figured out how to just get over things. Like, I wish I wasn't that way, but it's just, I'd rather be that way than to have it in the back of my mind for the rest of the race and not be fully thinking on what the main goal is. So Timmy does a good job of, you know, having great reassurance when things happen and just being like, all right, well, you know, we're going to do this the hard way, you know, and it's just like, okay, that's fine with me. But yeah, I just have to get things out there and get them off my chest, and then I'm reset. So it takes me 5-10 seconds, no matter what it is, to move on.
With the horsepower increase and the tire and whatever minor aero stuff they've done this year for the short tracks, it seemed like a slightly different, more competitive New Hampshire race. It seemed like passing was more easier and competitive. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. I thought the horsepower, the tire combo was good. I thought the racetrack raced really well. You could really pay the penalty if you slipped them for multiple laps. You had to be super mindful of that. So that's the right direction, right? Like, that's how you get comers and goers, and that's how you get people who pass who can haul mail on restarts or have the long run pace. Like, that's how you see that, you know, like I said, comers and goers. So I thought it was good. Hopefully they keep working in the right direction. Maybe they'll add 75 more next year, and it'll be even better.
We'll go to the back, then we'll go to Pat, Tim, and Matthew.
Hey, Ryan. Matt Holderman, ABC 22, Fox 44 out of Vermont. Congrats on the win. You told me after winning last year that you had wanted to hold that lobster for like 30 years,
yeah.
I'm paraphrasing, but I mean, in that context, getting another one 11 months later, how cool is that to win here twice now?
Yeah, I love this place. I've always enjoyed watching races here. I've always enjoyed when I would come up here before I was racing here and watching on TV, you know, seeing those guys hold the lobster up. Like I said it last year, I always wanted to do that. There's certain traditions at tracks around the country there. They have their own little thing, and those things are really cool. And you know, you always want to kind of, there's things that catch your eye as a kid that you want to be a part of. So it's nice to have another one. you know, it's extra special when you can come back to a place where you're really competitive last year and then just still try to improve. You know, how do you get better and better? Because you can't do the same thing 2 years in a row. You have to always improve because your competition is evolving and improving. So our group did a great job of kind of, you know, kind of molding themselves into where we think is a better direction for our team and then applying it. So, but yeah, it's special to win a couple of them here just because I love racing around this place. The people here are fantastic. We always get great crowds at this place, and for them to stick around in the rain, you know, it's kind of a bummer on Sunday morning when it's raining, but they toughed it out and ended up being a beautiful day and they got to see a great race. So appreciate the support up here.
We'll go to Pat.
Pat DeCole at NASCAR.com. It felt like there was a sort of tangible sense of urgency throughout the field today. You're obviously safe, but where, like, it felt like a chase race, like, even though it's not. Is that foreshadowing for next year? Like, what was it like?
Yeah, it was definitely aggressive for sure, you know, through the field and trying to get a lot on restarts and things like that. And that's just kind of the way this place is. And the neat part about this place is there's pretty much four lanes to choose from. You know, you got the bottom, and then you got that all the way up to the fourth lane, kind of out of the groove that you can go to on restart. So you see a huge fan and people, you know, kind of shoving it in the middle of three wide and stuff like that, or trying to plug the top. It's just kind of the easiest place to make spots. So I always think races here are aggressive, you know, and when you have a softer tire to start the runs, guys have more grip to make those bolder moves. When you have a super hard tire, no one can really make bold moves. So when it's softer like that, I think it's always makes more exciting restarts, and then it makes it more interesting to watch as the run progresses to see who got too much early. But yeah, it was definitely aggressive, but I think that's just a normal New Hampshire race, especially on restarts.
We'll go to Tim, then Matthew, then Terrell.
Tim, more motorsports day. Congrats on the win, Ryan. You mentioned earlier just getting to vent a little bit after the mistake, but I am wondering, I mean, the last 2 weeks, you were great, stage one, stage two, and then things derail stage three. I mean, did you almost feel like it was deja vu all over again?
Honestly, it didn't really cross my mind in the moment. But yeah, I mean, last week was unfortunate of just kind of how things played out and just didn't really work for us with the strategy we had, and it just, that was just a strategy that didn't play out. Like, we planned on something happening and it didn't at Richmond. A little bit different than today, you know, when you make a mistake and your car is, you know, a race-winning car. You know, I think it's two different mindsets. But you know, yeah, I definitely thought, like, oh, man, we got the best car here. Like, this is going to be extra hard. How do we get back to the lead in the last 100 laps or so, coming from 15th or whatever we did? But yeah, we had a great car. And, you know, Jonathan made a great call. Again, to throw two on it to get us the lead and just try to maintain. And so, yeah, I think this group does that really well. It's just when things happen, they move on and forget about it and try to just focus on the overall task. They don't really let it weigh them down. And that's people that are fun to work for. But, yeah, it's nice to have a good week after last week. I don't think we had a car to win last week. I think we could have run third or fourth if it kind of played our way. But it is nice to kind of rebound, I guess.
And you mentioned earlier racing with Bubba. I'm just wondering, have you heard the new nickname he has for you?
No.
He calls you the Golden Child.
Golden Child?
Yeah.
Why?
Matt, do you know?
I do not know, but he did say that. He called you Golden Child.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Bubba.
We'll come down here to Matthew, then Terrell, and Holly in the back.
Matthew Warrens with YankeeRacer.com. Ryan, I know you said you love coming up here. Can you just talk about the fan base and now this race is going to be in the chase next year? How much of more is that added pressure to give Penske Racing more success up
here? Yeah, you know, this place has kind of been in the chase. It's been out of the chase. It's kind of, you know, jumped in and out. And I've always thought this place is incredibly deserving of a chase race, just because it puts on a really good show. The fans up here are incredibly passionate about racing. And, you know, I did an event last night at the little fan tent out behind the backstretch, me, Joey, and Austin, and it was packed in there, people camping out. Like, it's just a good atmosphere here. And, you know, it's important, I think, to have a playoff race here in kind of the Northeast, for sure. So it's nice. I was sad that it was out of the chase this year. I'm excited it's back in. And just even, you know, whether we run really good or bad here, I think this place really deserves a chase race because the fans are incredibly passionate and they love motorsports. Yeah.
We go to Terrell, and then to Holly.
Terrell Covey with the podium finish. So you talked about how aggressive you had to be on restarts and things like that. When the track is emerging from wet to dry, and you're switching from wet tires to slicks, how do you temper the aggression with, I don't know what's about to happen?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we know we have more reps in the dry, you know, so, but it was interesting today when we went from wets to slicks because the bottom two lanes were wet. Even half of the third lane was wet. So they said we were gonna put on slicks. I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. Like, it's pretty wet down there. But it was kind of drying rapidly. It kept getting little spots and sections and was getting a little better as we were running caution laps. But yeah, it was kind of a three mindset race of full wet, you know, just trying to survive it, putting the slicks on of how do I kind of tiptoe around here, but don't want to give up too much. And then the full dry with where we practice and things like that. So yeah, it's one of the beauties of motorsports that, you know, you have to adjust to the conditions and what is asked of you in your car at the time, and how do you change your car from what conditions are being out there. That's always the fun part of motorsports, working through it with your team and as a driver, changing techniques every single lap, which drivers are used to changing every single lap because the car changes every lap. But when it's extreme like that, you really have to kind of reset your brain. But it was fun to work through that stuff today. I really enjoyed it. And I don't know if we probably have, but like started a race wet and then kind of wet to the dry. I feel like we've always kind of went dry to wet to whatever. So that was a little bit different today. But I am happy that we do at these tracks that we have rain tires that we can run in damp conditions or wet conditions because it just gets the show going. Keeps the fans interested, keeps TV interested, and then you see a lot of kind of crazy things happen through the race, which I thought everyone was well behaved in the wet, really. I mean, I think we had a couple little things, but like once we got rolling, we ran a bunch of laps under green, so everyone was really good. Yeah. Did it? Oh, I'm glad.
We're gonna go in the back to Holly, and then we are gonna take two more questions.
Thank you. Congratulations, Ryan.
Thanks.
Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. So today you led the most laps and you won. We go to Daytona next week. You had that dramatic finish at the flag to win. Do you even allow yourself to start feeling confident and good and heading into the playoffs like this? Or do you have to like kind of consciously tell yourself to, you know, don't get overly?
I just try to take it week by week. You know, we did a great job this week of preparing for this race and accepting the challenges that were thrown at us, you know, today, you know, from the start of the race to middle to the end of it. And then, you know, Monday we will close the book on New Hampshire, and then we will focus on Daytona. So we've always, myself and Jonathan, you know, we look ahead, but we have to put, at least me, like I have to put 100% of my brain power into the next race. I can't be half my brain thinking about Darlington or things like that. Like I have to just give all my effort into one race. But I do really like where Team Penske is at right now. They've been doing a great job the last, you know, 2.5 months, you know, racking up wins, just working really hard. Like everybody in our race shop is really dedicated to getting better if we need to get better places. And then, you know, really, you know, executing at the places where we've been really good in the past. So, props to them. They've been fantastic on figuring out where we need to go. But I think I speak for my whole group with we go week to week. And, you know, if there's confidence there in our group, we believe that we can contend for a championship because my guys are incredibly great to work with. They're great guys. They're champions. And, you know, but we don't look at the future too much, 1 week at a time.
I'm going to go here in the back. Then we're going to go to Sarah. And one final question.
Bob Bardas, WSMN Radio, Nashua, New Hampshire. Ryan, there's been some discussions and stories over the weekend about the condition of the track and some cracking in that. Do you want to weigh in on whether we should be repaving?
Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Thank you.
And I don't care if I ran 30th today. Don't touch it.
We'll go to Sarah and then in the back.
Sarah Talker, Total Apex Sports and Your News Media. What were you managing when Bubba cut the gap late? He closed out pretty fast. So what changed inside the car for you?
Yeah, my main concern was trying to manage my rear tires. you know, especially on two. You know, I think we had 10 or 12 laps on our lefts when we did two. And so, and rear drive was kind of the main thing today. If you lost rear drive, you were really in trouble and you could bleed lap time really quick. So just trying to maintain that when I had clean air was a big thing, trying to get my gap and keep it. But then it all changes when you get to traffic. So then it goes into, and I really, when I got to traffic, I wasn't saving anything. You have to get through there quick, but you know, you're going to lose a little bit of time. It just kind of slinkies a little bit, you know, when the leader gets to traffic, second kind of closes in. If the leader can clear traffic and you get a couple cars in between you, he can kind of pull away again. But yeah, my main thing was just rear drive. And fortunately, I was just plowing front brake to it to try to help, you know, save rear tires and try to help the entry. But yeah, I didn't have much left at the end of that race. The rears were pretty beat up, but fortunately it was only 301 laps, not 310.
And we'll take one last question in the back.
Christian Lacoste, 96.5, Live Free Country. So obviously we had the weather stoppage. What was going through your head during that brief time where you just had to sit in the car?
I was just looking out my window, seeing if the rain was going to let up or not. And they kept updating me, like, it's about to pass, sale's about to pass. And I knew they were making passes with the Jets just to try to get some of the sitting water off, because honestly, I don't think we should have. And they did a good job of not starting the race when they initially wanted to, because it was a little too wet. It was raining a little bit too hard. There was a lot of spray, a lot of puddles out there. But once it stopped raining and they were able to kind of do a once-over on the track, it was fine. But, yeah, just in my mind, I was really just thinking, you know, I just get through the first 50 laps or so of this race. You know, don't mess up. Don't go bombing in there and spin out or take anybody out and just kind of ruin your race before it gets going. So, yeah, a lot of time to ponder, but I try to keep my thoughts as simple as possible.
All right, Ryan. Cool. Thanks for your time.
Everybody.
Congratulations.
Thank you.